ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The role of the local authorities and civil society group, or the so-called non-state actors as we mentioned earlier, have been confirmed at the institutional level in these years. The new European context offered them means and financial facilities to implement their activities. The role of the regions and rather large local authorities are leading in this process. However, still those actors represent hundreds and thousands of actors, which alone will be too small for reaching a certain scale for negotiations at the European or international platforms. Even more, they could hardly elaborate common strategy and even reach high-level objectives if they do not join or create coalitions or belong to networks. Indeed, there are many local authorities networks at the European and worldwide level. In terms of decentralized cooperation, the local authorities have several networks based on geographic terms, thematic terms. Each local authority has the opportunity to choose between the networks that will help them in appropriate terms to reach their common objectives, either on policy basis or on services or on project basis. One for all is the CEMR, so-called Council of European Municipalities and Regions. The Council of European Municipalities and Regions were founded in Geneva in 1951 by a group of European mayors. The CEMR works to promote a united Europe that is based on local and regional self-government and democracy. To achieve this goal, it endeavors to shape the future of Europe by enhancing the local and regional contribution to influence European law and policy, to exchange experience at the local and regional level, and to cooperate with partners in other parts of the world. CEMR works in many fields of activity, such as regional policy, transport, environment, equality, good governance, and so on. The CEMR works with association of at the national basis. For instance, in France, the French association of the CEMR is called the Association Française du CCRE, and in Italy it's called the AICRE, Associazione Italiana del Consiglio dei Comuni e delle Regioni d'Europa. The CEMR has both project and lobbying at the European level, and he was the promoter of a lot of very important policies of the European Union. They were also at the origin of the establishment of the Committee of the Region. At the worldwide level, we have an organization called the UCLG, United Cities and Local Governments. The mission of UCLG is to be the united voice and world advocate of democratic local self-governments, promoting its values, objectives and interests throughout cooperation between local governments and within the wider international community. The UCLG too works through continental networks, namely the CEMR, which is the European body of the UCLG, is the only member of the UCLG in Europe. And then you have other European representatives joining the UCLG at the continental basis. The UCLG has as a main counterpart the United Nations, and they cooperate with them and its agency on relevant issues dealing with local government. The representative of local authorities is also organized in thematic issues. We can mention here, for instance, Energy Cities, which is a European association of municipalities, which is gathering together all the municipalities dealing with saving resources and energies. Their mandate, for instance, is to strengthen the role and skill in the field of sustainable energy, to represent the interest of the members and influence the policies and proposal making by European Union in the field of energy, environment protection, and so on. Another thematic one is the Eurocities, which represent the big cities and the cosmopolitan cities in Europe, and they gather together to have a common answer and to lobby and project together their activities.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.